Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another hour of Tribal Wisdom. I am your host, Cynthia Williamston, and happy Wedding Wednesday to you. We are always happy to have you join us for another show, another one of our shows. As you know, October is Health Literacy Month, and we have had some of the most wonderful guests all month long. We spoke with Ms. Kylie Ryan last week, who was really talking about the mind-body connection when it comes to health and wellness. And in previous weeks, we spoke with Reese Young of My Living Healthy. She talked about integrative nutrition, and it just gets better and better. As you can see, we're having a great time really trying to help individuals deal with becoming healthier, mind, body, and soul, and including their family in on it. So tonight, we are more than thrilled to have Miss Juan Hagger, who is a Curly Girl Wellness. Now, I've already warned her, and I have to warn you guys, too, that we never know exactly where our conversations are going to go, just because that's just the nature of how me and Juan get down. So we're going to try to keep each other on track. We made the pact. We made the promise that we would try to keep each other on track. But, you know, love us anyway if we falter. I know you can hear me when I'm sniggling over there.
Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to hold my laughter. Okay.
Because you know I'm telling the truth. You know I'm telling the absolute truth. So that's why I'm like, no, we do our best to maintain and stay on topic. But me and Juan will start going off on a tangent. And you know, we never know exactly what's going to be said. So we're going to ask for forgiveness up front. How about that? How about we start there?
Yes, we're going to do our best. Cynthia, I am absolutely elated that you have me as a part of your show. I love Bridal Tribe, and we just, in general, have had awesome conversations lasting for hours. So I'm just excited to be a part of your radio show.
Thank you. Thank you. It is true. You know, there are some people that you meet or you just don't meet. You can meet over Facebook or whatever, and you have, like, an instant connection. You have enough things in common, and you are so comfortable with being yourself. Juan and I can really act silly in front of each other, and without being in front of each other, we acted silly right over the phone. So
yes.
So hence now, you know, we treat each other like family, which I'm not sure is so much better than treating each other like friends.
Yes.
Because I have people that treat me like family, and I'm not so happy about it. So
that's true. Mm-hmm.
So we have her on tonight, and as I said, we are thrilled to have you on. So now, I introduced you as Curly Girl Wellness, but you are also the Raw Mogulista.
Yes, I am the Raw Mogulista. That's actually, I'm sorry, you know I don't want to cut you off. Were you saying?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The Raw, that's actually where everything started. Initially, I had transitioned to being a raw foodie, and mm-hmm. I was so excited when I transitioned. So I would be excited about fresh coconut water, chopping the coconut, green smoothies. Like, I would just be so excited. So I would share things all day on my personal Facebook page. And mm-hmm. I mean, every little thing, because it was so new and I loved the way I was feeling and I just wanted the whole world to know. So I would share so much on my personal Facebook page, and then I said, you know what, maybe I shouldn't bombard my Facebook friends because everyone may not be interested in this. So I decided to start a Facebook page for the public. Mm-hmm. And once I did that, it just kind of grew from there. Different people from all over the world support my Facebook page, and that went on to do Rob, the Rob Mogalisa Show, which is currently on YouTube, but soon it will be airing in the New York area this winter season. Yay!
I'm so excited
about that. Yes! So it just kind of really grew. So most people actually, I would say pretty much everyone within the health community know me as the Rob Mogalisa. And then it just made sense to then, you know, I guess we'll discuss that, but I went to nutrition school at the Institute for Integrated Nutrition and to be a holistic coach. And then it just made sense to go ahead and actually start my own wellness company. So that's pretty much the background.
Okay, so now I'm gonna have you stop right there because I forgot to say, see, we already got started. I forgot to say that if you are listening via the internet and you want to call in to chat with us, we will be taking questions and comments at the second part of the hour, somewhere around 10 o'clock. If you want to have a question for the Rob Mogalisa or if you have a comment about what we're discussing, feel free to call 347-996-3160 and chime in, especially if you know that, you know, we need some taming because, like I said, we might just get off on a tangent and we might need somebody to, you know, break it up and go, could y'all please get back on topic? This is important stuff. So somewhere around 10 o'clock, please join us on the air and talk to us about your experience. Talk to us if you have any questions about what's going on. So now, back to you. You started your Facebook page. And by the way, the Facebook page is The Rob Mogalisa. I think I did post it into the Facebook event. If you're a part of it, just go right ahead and take a look at The Rob Mogalisa and like her page and give her some support. Tell her we said hey. Give her a shout-out from the Tribal Wisdom Show. and we'll take it from there. So you started this wonderful page. Let's pull it back.
Okay.
Before you went to the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, before you became the Rob Mogalisa, let's talk a little bit about your journey because coming from, I mean, I take it that you were a non-vegetarian. I like to say meat eater, carnivore, but I've had someone tell me, you know, no, you have to say non-vegetarian. I still say carnivore because that's, you know, I feel comfortable with that. So did you start off being a person that ate meat and everything else?
Wonderful, wonderful question. I am originally from Houston, Texas. I am definitely 100% Southern girl, you know, fried fish, pork chops. I mean, whatever you can think of, well, not whatever, because I did not venture into chitlins and things like that. But,
me either.
But, you know, your traditional meat, I definitely was a consumer of that. So my journey, you know, as people ask me all the time, and I'm glad we're doing this show because I can pretty much cover my journey.
One more thing. I forgot to say that the chat room is open. Guys, this is the first time that we're actually opening up the chat room so that if you don't want to call in, you can go into the chat room. Our chat room moderator, Zoe, is there. So go in and chat with her about some of the stuff that you're hearing or if you've had any raw experiences yourself, go right onto the room. And if you have any questions, you can post them there as well, and I will let Juan know about it. Okay, so that's the last time I'll interrupt. So your journey.
Okay. My journey started in 1999, so it's been about 14 years of in the making. I did not know anyone that was a vegan or vegetarian. Like I said, I'm originally from Houston, Texas. There was no restaurants that I knew, it's nothing. So I didn't know anyone. I didn't see anything in the newspaper, nothing. It's just something I decided to do, and that was to be a vegetarian. So about 2 years prior to that, I began eliminated. Well, I know where that journey started. About 2 years before that, I was about to be in my sister's wedding. And I remember I was thinking I was, like, totally cute with my jeans. And I remember when it was time for the wedding, I decided to weigh myself. And I was like, wait a minute. My weight, what's on the scale is not reflecting how cute I feel in my jeans. So I went on this journey where I was like, okay, I'm going to eat turkey meat and I'm going to, you know, eliminate, you know, red meat and things like that. So that happened before 99. So in 99, I decided to be a vegetarian. Just, it was a decision I made. So that's why I always tell people, I just really feel like, I don't want to fast forward too much, but I just feel like this is who I was created to be because I didn't know anyone that ate the way. And I still don't really have close friends that eat the way I eat. So that started in 99, and I went vegetarian. And I love that you call it a journey because that's what I refer to it as, a journey. A lot of people try to, you know, they want to go from eating Popeye's fried chicken to being raw food, fruits, and veggies, like, overnight. And it's just not... That's not, some people can do it, but for long term, just understand that it's a little step at a time. So at that time, my journey was vegetarian. I totally used to eat, you know, soy burgers, soy bacon, drink soy milk. I was all about soy. So throughout these, which was great transitioning foods, you know, like your soy chicken nuggets and things of that nature, I really did not eat a lot of vegetables. Like I would eat just a side of maybe steamed mixed vegetables, but I was totally in the transition foods that we call transition. At the time, that's just what I was eating. So it started about vegetarian, and throughout the years, I transitioned to being a vegan. I don't know the clear mark. I know for sure I was serious about being a vegan in 2010, but it probably happened beforehand. So that's why I just call it a journey, because it was a natural progression. I mean, when you start eating cleaner, when you eliminate the animal products, your body is going to start craving healthier foods. So it's not something that I have to force myself to do. I didn't have to force myself, oh, my gosh, I'm not eating Popeyes or French's chicken. I didn't have to force myself to do that because my taste buds started wanting the healthier, cleaning foods. Mm-hmm. So the journey has been 14 years in the making. So I went from vegetarian and then vegan and now a raw foodie. And another reason, again, we're mentioning the journey is because some people will think, oh, my gosh, this person has completely never touched animal products in 14 years. I call it a journey because you have your ups and you have your downs. Sometimes I remember throughout that journey I was a flight attendant at one time. So when you're flying into different countries, I mean, you kind of eat what you have available. So it hasn't always been like one track. But for the most, for like 90, and that's something I really want to reinforce, because some people – eating healthy should be fun. It should be something you enjoy. You should not stress out if you happen to steam your broccoli. That's for the raw foodies. Or if you happen to eat sweet potatoes or something like that. It's just what 99%, whatever your journey, you keep going along that. And just listen to your body. And the more clean foods you have, that's what happened to me. I definitely didn't set out to be a raw foodie. I didn't even know what that meant. I didn't even know what that was about, and not even vegan. But as I said, the more cleaner you eat, your taste buds will start craving living foods, and definitely with raw food, it wasn't something I had to make myself do. It's my body. Once you have your green smoothies, like, your body starts craving those green foods. It is those living foods, and you feel awesome and wonderful, and you have energy, and your mind is clear, and all of these wonderful things. So it's a natural progression. It's a step-by-step natural progression, and that's pretty much my 14-year journey from eating smothered pork chops.
See, I didn't even eat smothered pork chops. That's, you know, I got to say, yeah, I did not eat smothered
pork chops. Yeah, from the smothered pork chops to now, I'm totally a raw foodie to my fresh juices, my green smoothies, my lovely scrumptious salads. Like, that's... And it's because I enjoy it. I don't have to think about it. It's not like I'm sad. If I had to choose, if someone put raw food in front of me, raw vegan food, fresh fruit and vegetables in front of me, and something cooked, I'm going to choose raw food because that's what I like.
Well, you know what? I have a question because you said, you know, you're full of energy and your mind is clear. And should I believe that my mind is not clear? This is a question that I need to know. Are you trying to tell me that my mind is not clear?
Let me write this down. Is my mind clear? No,
right.
That's a great question because that's an awesome question, actually. Before I went to raw food, what happened, I was a vegan and I mentioned this and some people were like, oh my gosh, but what made me go from being a cooked vegan to raw food was actually Herbalife. Have you ever heard of Herbalife?
I have.
Okay.
It's a supplement. Love. Company, right?
It is a supplement. So at that point in time, I was eating, you know, my regular food or whatever, and I was decided to be a health coach for Herbalife. And I said, you know what, before I present this to other people, let me try it or whatever. And at the time, I was 20 pounds, I was probably 20 pounds heavier or whatever. And so when I tried it, well, first, let me put a disclaimer. This is not a commercial for Herbalife.
Why are you trying to get me in trouble? I don't understand. I thought you were my friend. See? That's okay. Keep going.
I like to include this because this is really what caused me to be a raw foodie. So we're going somewhere with this. So what happened was I decided to try Herbalife, right? And it was like my mind, like, you're going through life normal, doing your thing, but then it's something about nutrition when you consume some. Because before that, remember, I ate some vegetables, but you know, but I was definitely a cooked food, you know, cooked food. So I experienced this awesomeness of like mind clarity. But mind you, I didn't even know you're going through life and you don't know something different can happen. So that's what happened: proper nutrition, awesome energy, and all this awesomeness. And that is the moment this light bulb went off in my mind, how powerful proper nutrition is. I'm like, are you telling me what I put in my body can give me this awesome energy, this mental clarity, stimulate my creativity, and all these things? And so I did Herbalife for like a month, and then that's what made me transition to raw food. Before Herbalife, I had saw maybe a video on Veganhood TV. They have a Facebook page. I remember watching one of their videos there in New York, and there was somebody preparing like a raw, they call it a paradise pie. And I saw that, and I remember thinking, okay, all right, that looks, I mean, it looks interesting. But when I started doing Herbalife, I'm very frugal, right? So when I was doing those shakes, I was using a lot of almond milk. So I said, you know what? Let me find out how to prepare my own almond milk. And I went on on YouTube, and I Googled almond milk, and I found a lady. Her name is Karen Noller. I hope I'm pronouncing her last name correctly. But I watched her video. She is a well-known raw food person. I liked her videos, and she looked normal to me. When I say normal, I mean she was healthy. She still had her curves. She still had weight on her. She didn't look like, oh, this scrawny vegan. No offense, vegans, the skinny vegans, but I'm just saying. So I was just like, oh, my gosh, she's really cool. So I started doing almond milk, and it started from there. That's why I say step by step. So next thing you know, I say, you know what, I want to consume real. I don't want to have supplements or anything. So let me look more into raw food. So I decided at that time, I didn't say, oh, I'm going to be a raw foodie, but I said, I'm going to do it for 90 days. And so with that 90 days, there's another lady, which I absolutely love. Her name is Jennifer Kornbleet, and she's awesome. She's like my raw food mentor that doesn't even probably know I exist, but I love her. And so I was, okay, you know I said I can talk, so whenever you want to cut me off, just let me know.
I don't even know why you need to remind me, because do you remember who you're talking to? You know I have no problem cutting you off, Juan.
Okay, because that's how we get excited talking about raw food. So Jennifer Kornbleet, I looked at her video on YouTube, and again, she was like this happy, healthy-looking raw foodie, and she was preparing this spaghetti. And I'm like, spaghetti made out of zucchini noodles and fresh marinara sauce and full of, I mean, just fresh. So I said, you know what? Spaghetti? You telling me I can eat all the spaghetti I want? Let me look into this. So I prepared her spaghetti, and I was hooked. Raw food, that was it. When I taste the freshness of that marinara sauce, those ingredients, it was fresher than anything I had ever tasted. And so I would pile my plate high with zucchini noodles, and that's, I promise, definitely ate spaghetti for 60 days straight. I was hooked. I loved it. And that's what happened between me being a cooked vegan to raw food. Once you experience that awesomeness of raw food and you have, you know, like I said, that energy and the mental clarity that you don't really know that you did not have before. And like a lot of times people will lose weight and when they start eating healthy, they'll say the brain fog has gone away. They didn't know they had a brain fog, but once you start eating cleaner, it's like you just get awesome mental clarity. So that's what happened between the raw, what caused me to go raw food.
All right, so two questions. The first is, I think that on the sly you're trying to tell me that I have brain fog and that I'm not, because my first question was, are you trying to tell me that I don't have mental clarity? And you didn't answer it, and then you turned around and said people who think. So I think that on the sly, you're letting me know that I do not have mental clarity. That's okay. It's all right. We'll work that out later on. Now, my second question is, you said zucchini spaghetti or zucchini noodles. Is this made from zucchini?
Yes, you buy like a little spiralizer. I mean, they have them in different price ranges, but I bought me a spiralizer that was like $17, cut my zucchini, you know, it's like a little gadget. Put your zucchini, literally your zucchini on in the gadget, and you twirl it around, and it produces these awesome noodles that look like spaghetti. I mean, it's amazing. So it's perfect for people. That's why we're discussing raw food. Raw food doesn't have to be, oh my gosh, 100%. I'm a raw foodie. Anyone can benefit, no matter if you eat meat or anyone can benefit from raw food. Sometimes people may think raw food is this complicated thing, and yes, it can be complicated if you look into the gourmet recipes, the raw cheesecakes, and all of these 50 million ingredients, which are perfect for those particular people that have a lot of time. My approach is I keep it simple. My motto is raw food and simplicity make a perfect combination. I do not use a lot of ingredients. But going back to what I was saying about raw food, a lot of times people think, oh, my gosh, that is, like, so foreign. But in reality, you have been eating raw food since you were created. When you eat fruits and vegetables and you're eating an apple or you're eating some almonds or what, you're eating raw food. It's who we are. It's what we've been eating since the beginning of time. It just means once you go, you know, once you really are dedicated to raw food, you eat a higher percentage. But it's something that's natural to us. 9 times out of 10, everybody throughout the day at least eats one.
Well, you know what? Then let's stop right there. Let's stop right there because I want to really talk about eating raw food, integrating more raw foods into our diets, and raw food recipes. Now, the first zucchini recipe that you talked about, will they be able to find that on your website?
Is it? I definitely have. Great question. I definitely have the. You definitely can find the raw food. I have a picture of it on my website. On the rawmogalista.com. And the recipe may be in there, but it's definitely if you go to the Facebook page, and I have an album. I have different albums from breakfast ideas, breakfast recipes, snack recipes, dinner recipes. The raw spaghetti should be in the dinner recipes, and I have a picture of my piled high plate that I used to eat almost, every day for 60 days.
I think I saw it, but no, what I want you to do. what I want you to do is when you have a chance in the event on Facebook, I need you to mm-hmm. post a photo of a spiralizer,
okay.
you know,
okay.
or a link or something so that people, you know, mm-hmm. if people are interested, because I think that at the end of the show we should possibly give them a challenge. I would love to give them mm-hmm. a challenge of really integrating more raw food diets to try a recipe and let us know how it works out for you. I would love to know. And I'm going to join into this challenge, even though I don't eat too crazy. I do eat mm-hmm. raw foods daily. I love apples. I love bananas. You know, I love a lot of fruit. But I
awesome.
Will start trying to integrate, like, some recipes, the mm-hmm. ones that you're talking about right now. So first of all, let's talk about what was it that we said? Name some very common raw foods that people probably know all about but don't realize that it's adding raw food to your diet.
Your basic fruits and vegetables. I mean, anywhere from your apples. Bananas are awesome because they are inexpensive. They are convenient. You can pack them in your bag on the way to the gym or to work. Grapes. I mean, just your fruits and vegetables. Your greens, whether you have your romaine lettuce, are you, like, on the other level with the kale or things of that nature. Your cucumbers, your celery. I mean, you can prepare in most raw food items. That's why I love the spaghetti so much, because remember, I was just starting out. Beforehand, I knew the almond milk. I'm like, yes, it's inexpensive. I can prepare my own. It's clean. I know the ingredients. It's almonds and water. Awesome. And the spaghetti works because it was so simple. I mean, literally, you just throw the items in your food processor. If you don't have a food processor, you use your blender. You know, throw your fresh, you know, your tomatoes and your garlic and a little bit of olive oil. And just, it was so simple. It would take, and I'm like, normal spaghetti, you have to wait until the noodles boil and you have to, you know, be spending time stirring things over the stove. It's hot. All of these things go on with regular spaghetti. But with raw spaghetti, I can just throw those things in. It's like with 5 minutes. 5 minutes you have
Wait,
a fresh.
So it takes 5 minutes to put it in the spiralizer?
Yeah, the spiralizer, literally, you just put the cucumber. The spiralizer is like, imagine,
like,
you know, like an old school toy where you just turn the little handle and, or like an mm-hmm. old school music box
mm-hmm.
where
no,
you turn the little handle. I see it on TV. I've never had one, but.
We got to post a picture. We're going to have to definitely post a picture. But the reason why I'm asking is because,
yes.
like, I'm one, and I may not really use a zucchini. Maybe I could use something else. We might have to find something mm-hmm. else for me, because I don't think I really care for zucchinis.
Okay.
If I want to start bringing my lunch to work, I can make the mm-hmm. the fresh marinara sauce at home the previous night
mm-hmm.
and then take the spiralizer and something else and make the spaghetti right there at work, right?
Exactly. And with the spiralizer, the one I used, it was like, it's a small, simple one. Like, it would fit in a purse. It was not complicated. And if you don't have a spiralizer, guess what? You can use a vegetable peeler. The noodles won't look like spaghetti. They'll be thin slices, but you can even use that. People like using the zucchini because it's mild and kind of blends in, but you can be creative, whether you want to use cucumber or even sweet potatoes, yams,
Ooh,
and spiralizer. You can be creative.
Oh, okay. But do I have to use the sweet potato raw?
Well, that's the idea. I mean, if you bake the sweet potato, it'll be a little soft. I don't know how that would work with the spaghetti.
All right.
But
clearly we're back to the cucumber because I don't see me chewing on a raw sweet potato. That's just not going down. Let me just go ahead and say that right now.
I have to tell you, although I'm a raw foodie, and this is hard for the raw food community, but I'm not a fan of the raw. I'm not even a fan of raw sweet potatoes, because there's a lot of people that not advocate of eating raw sweet potatoes. So I understand, but you know, if you have a noodle form and they're thin enough, they may digest pretty well, but they can be hard on digestion. Okay, that's a whole other conversation. But
okay, let's back off. We're talking about like everyday raw foods that we
mm-hmm.
can integrate into our diets. And you said that it's your basic fruits and vegetables, but I'm going to really need you to like break it down, because I want people to really, you know, hear the names of what we're talking about. We're talking about cucumbers. We're talking about zucchinis. We're talking about apples, mm-hmm. bananas, fresh mm-hmm. spinach. You know, what else?
Yes, your fruits and vegetables. What I advise anyone, there's some basics when you start eating clean. One, which is very, all these things are inexpensive, is lemon water. Literally, you slice the lemon, squeeze the juice in your water. Why? Because that is, it's cleansing. It's a very inexpensive way to cleanse and detox your body. So you're cleansing your body, removing a lot of the impurities. It's awesome for your metabolism. So that's a great way to start your day. And the other items, which are pretty basic, that anybody starting a raw food journey, I tell them, one, a lemon water, because it's inexpensive. Lemons are so inexpensive, but they're so awesome for your body. I mean, they are awesome. It's wonderful health benefits for your body. And two, green smoothies. And what are green smoothies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's go for it. Okay. Let me know what to put in my green smoothie.
Green smoothies are your best friend. They are perfect for someone who's embarking upon a healthy eating journey. They're convenient. They're simple to prepare. All you do, and for a beginner raw foodie or a beginner, anybody who's embarking upon a healthy eating journey, it's a great way to get in a large amount of your greens. And what you do is you take your blender and start with spinach. Why spinach? Because it is a mild-tasting green. Whatever you add to your spinach, it's no overpowering taste. It's very mild, so that's perfect for a beginner. So you start with some spinach. You'll have some ripe bananas. And when I say ripe, all these years we've been – you know, we go to the grocery store and we look for bananas, which are like yellow and are green a little bit. But we want those ripe, brown, spotted bananas. That mm-hmm. is what we want to add. We want to add those because they are ripe, which they're full of nutrition at that point, and they are mm-hmm. naturally sweet. So you don't have to add sugar and all these things, because those ripe bananas are sweet. They add that creamy texture.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I love to make my ice cream with that. I like to use the bananas and a little bit of – actually, I use a little white grape juice with bananas mm-hmm. and strawberries, and it comes out so yummy, like a nice sorbet sometimes. So
yes.
But that's a whole other thing. That's a whole other thing. Go ahead. So we've got – we've got spinach, you've got ripe banana,
your spinach, you have two ripe bananas, those mm-hmm. sweet ripe bananas, and you mm-hmm. can be creative from that point, whether you want to add a cup of pineapple or a cup of mango or a cup of raspberries. You can be creative at that point, because really, today I had this huge smoothie, and guess what was in it? Spinach and bananas, and I loved it. So really, that is your quintessential base foundation. If you want to add things to that, just be creative and have fun. You can add you can add some mango or pineapple or blueberries. I mean,
Mm-hmm. Are we talking about adding frozen fruits as well? Because, you know, sometimes certain things are not in season. I can't always find a mango. As much as I love mango, I can't always mm-hmm. find a mango. But at the supermarket, you can find, the mango in the jar. Mm-hmm. Or you can find frozen mango in the frozen food section. So does that still count as raw if we go and get these things that are kind of already frozen?
Yes, as far as either you can have your fresh mango, you buy your fresh mango, or you'll buy your frozen mango. I did that for the longest. I would go to Trader Joe's and stock up on my frozen fruits. So, yes, you can totally buy, as long as your ingredient is one thing, mango. As long mm-hmm. as it's not mango and sugar, that's not what you want. You want one ingredient food is what you want, mango. So you can do mm-hmm. mango, and that's your smoothie. So if you do frozen fruit, today, my smoothie, I had pre-chopped up my bananas and placed them in the freezer. So they mm-hmm. were already cold and naturally cold, so there's no need to add a lot of ice or things mm-hmm. like that. But if your food is not frozen, that's fine too. You can add it fresh and then just add some ice, you know, to keep it a little chill and cool for your taste buds. But the key to raw food is, especially when you're just starting out, don't keep things simple. Don't make things complicated. Keep it simple. If you don't have access to mango and you have to go out of your way to buy frozen mango, you know what? Pick up some grapes. Or if your fruit stand, or, you know, if you're in New York, every place, every corner almost has these fruit stands. So you can pick up your blueberries or, you know, just make it convenient for you. It does not have to be complicated. And I'm stressing that because a lot of people, it's a huge, it's a deterrent for people who
you don't want to feel intimidated.
They think they have to spend hours dehydrating food and sprouting beans and, growing. I mean, it can be a lot, but just know that there's different levels. Yes, I'm a raw foodie, but I believe in simplicity. After 5 ingredients, my eyes kind of glaze over. Like, I kind of check out.
Oh, my goodness. You are getting high on the raw food.
I just keep my recipes simple because I'm not as, I mean, it's fine. Like, you know, if you really want some raw pizza and you want to dedicate 2 days to preparing your, you know, that's fine. But I like simple, so I'm really my base of what I eat. I do fresh juice. Oh, we were talking about, for someone starting, green smoothies is the greatest introduction to raw food. And the reason why is because when you're consuming those greens, it's tasty, and it's tasty, but you will begin experiencing the awesomeness of raw food. Because, I'm telling you, you have all the benefits that I keep saying, but people, you know, your energy, but you will start craving greens. Like, literally, your body, your taste, and your taste buds, because you don't realize when, you know, you're eating cooked food that, you know, you have to season your food, and you're eating meat, you have to put all these seasonings and all that, and it kind of causes our taste buds to be a little dull. So when you start eating clean foods, your palate and your taste buds, it's like they wake up. And that's what I experienced when I started eating the raw spaghetti that time. In the beginning, it's like they wake up and food is so flavorful naturally on its own. So you'll begin craving those greens, and that's why it's an awesome introduction to raw food, because it's not something you're like, oh my gosh, I got to make this. No, the food that you used to enjoy, you will no longer enjoy. It just happens. And so you're going to want those salads and that fruit to snack on versus the Snickers bar that's in the draw at your office.
You speak for yourself. Well, hold on. I'm going to slow you down a little bit. I'm going to slow you down only because we had some callers that I guess they wanted to speak, but then I guess they had to go. So I have to learn exactly where to stop you, because sometimes you're right on point, and I'm like, oh, I can't stop her right there because she's good.
Feel free to stop me, because, you know, I can talk. I told you I can.
Listen, I've already experienced it. Y'all, she's not lying. She is not lying. We have had 5-hour conversations. But let me just remind them again that if you do want to integrate or come in with a question or a comment with either one of us, feel free to give us a call at 347-996-3160. Press the number 1 so that we know that you would like to join the conversation. And if you're just joining in, if you're just listening, we are talking about integrating a raw food lifestyle into your, I don't want to say diet. I don't want to say the word diet, because I don't think that's
right.
What we want to say, that the way a meal plan, a healthy eating plan, and that the benefits are not just about weight loss. It's about a lot of things. You'll be able to see differences. We're going to get into that, but we do have a caller now. Your last 4 digits are 7952. So I'm going to bring you in. And if you have a question or comment, let's just go for it. You're on the air with Tribal Wisdom. Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hi.
I wanted to know if I enjoy eating, my favorite food is seafood. However, I wanted to know do I just necessarily have to just go totally having raw food, because my family is not ready for that yet. So how can I incorporate things that will be good for them to eat that can be raw but enjoyable for my family?
Good question.
Yes,
that's an awesome question.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you did say something about keeping it simple. Go for it.
Your family, do you have young kids in your family or just all?
I have
all
one daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, my husband.
Okay. Like I said, you know, we were talking about, we've been eating, you know, raw food our whole lives. We didn't pay attention that it was raw. Like, before I went into being raw food, I didn't even realize that for about 7 years prior to, I always consumed smoothies daily. So it was a part of my life. So with your family, no, you do not have to just jump in 100% full throttle raw food. Definitely not. That is, you want to take little step at a time and allow and listen to your body. So if you have your seafood, which you love, which I completely understand, you just make sure that every dinner or when you guys have dinner at night, just make sure you have a nice side salad. You know, be creative with your salad. I mean, make it fun. Add your cucumbers and your broccoli and add some nuts to it and just be fun. That's a great introduction to have salad with your meal. Because more you have salad, just any way you try to squeeze in more living foods with your cooked food that you're eating. And living foods have this ability to really take over, because once you start eating them a little bit, you're going to want them more. So like your smoothies, your daughter, you can have fun with your smoothies. If your daughter, I'm not sure how young she is, but like I have a niece and she's 10 years old. She loves her smoothie and she just has banana in it and strawberries in it. So you can squeeze in some smoothies, some salad, whatever your meal is, whether you're doing lunch, dinner, or breakfast, just try to add one raw ingredient. If it's a snack for your, you know, snack between lunch and breakfast, have an apple and some almonds. That's perfect for on the go. Or you can have an apple and some raw almond butter. So you just take a little bit at a time. It does not have to be all or nothing. You just add a little bit at a time of living foods, your fresh greens, like I say, your smoothies. If you guys have a juicer, that's awesome. You can make some tasty juices. And, you know, add a little your cucumber stick with your, if you have hummus, or just add a little bit at a time. And you still have your seafood and, you know, whatever you have, your main course, but on the side, you can add in those living foods. And before you know it, you'll start wanting more. That's just what happens. And for you, in lemon water, as I go again, lemon water is a perfect way to cleanse your body. It causes you to start craving because when you cleanse your body, you'll start wanting more cleaner and healthy foods. There's lemon water, and there's another one, which is on a whole other level, is apple cider vinegar, but I guess we'll have to talk about that later. But
we can.
That's
so I actually
stupid.
Do that.
Uh-huh.
Well, now sometimes I know I like to drink hot lemon water.
Uh-huh.
I drink hot lemon water, and I'll probably go through probably a bag of raw almonds, but, you know, I'll have that. And I love blueberries and strawberries. Now, do I have to make sure that those are organic because they are thin skin, or is it, you know, like if my husband goes to the grocery store, he's not going to look in the section for organic things. How can I control that?
Awesome. Well, the person who does the shopping for the household really controls the food. It has a lot to do with what the family eats. So,
okay.
So if you're the one shopping, you definitely want to go for organic. But if your husband, I mean, if you happen to eat those thinner skin items like the blueberries or strawberries and they're not organic, then, you know, when you can, just slowly integrate those organic items, because believe it or not, ideally, I don't stress for people to do organic or not, because sometimes people it's not in the budget. But you want to, once you start eating them, you will taste the difference. They taste, they're more full of flavor. They're definitely, like you said, you're buying your strawberries, so you know it's less pesticides, there's less chemicals on there. But the best introduction into if somebody is going on to organic or inorganic is called a Dirty Dozen. And all you can do is Google the Dirty Dozen, and that list. Is there a little feedback, or is that my phone? Maybe it's my phone. With a Dirty Dozen list, and that list, you know, the top 12 items that are okay if you don't buy them organic, and
okay.
It'll let you know. So you don't have to go full-fledged, you know, over where there's some items like bananas are perfect. You don't have to buy them organic. Why? Because they have a thick peel. Your oranges, you know, things of that nature. Obviously, you know, we can go into detail. It's still about the soil they're grown in, but the thing is to keep it simple. Every meal, definitely dinner, try to have at least one raw food item and make it tasty. Have fun with your spices and things of that nature, and it'll be perfect with your seafood.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it so much. You have given me a ton of information. I have to be honest with you. I am not good at being a raw foodie, but I do enjoy my organic vegetables. I do, you know, I will cook them or steam them, but I do enjoy those. My fruits, I'm a fruit fanatic, and I love almonds.
Awesome. You're, like, totally already on your way. The thing is, a lot of times people focus on raw food, but if we could just, in general, add more real food, meaning food with one ingredient to our eating, one real food and less of the processed man-made food, then we're, like, good to go. If everyone, you know, I don't feel like the whole world should be a raw foodie, but real food, yes, we eat real one-ingredient food and add our raw foods in with the mixture, and you're, like, totally good to go.
Well, thank you so much. You have been very informative, and I appreciate your time, and you are so awesome.
Thank you, caller,
thank you
for
so
calling
much.
Don't hang
thank
up. Please
you.
Stay on the line with us or join us on Facebook if you'd like to join us. Are you on Facebook, caller?
Well, actually, I am listening to you guys on the Internet, through the Internet on the radio. I logged in and clicked on listen, and that's how I got into it.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I do hope that you'll join us on Facebook, like one of our pages, or just join the event, find Bridal Tribe, all the Raw Mogulista, and connect with us, and we'll be happy to talk with you more.
Okay. Thank you so
yes.
much. You ladies have a good evening.
You too.
You too.
That was an awesome call.
I have so much more to say, and time is like winding down.
I know, and I'm trying to be on track. So just let me do this one. We have another question. We have a question about can you make desserts with raw foods?
Wonderful question. Raw food desserts. There's really no limit to raw food. I feel raw food desserts are how a dessert was really intended to be. If you've ever tasted a raw vegan cheesecake, you will never go back to a traditional dairy-laden cheesecake. I mean, the ingredients are so fresh and, just think
come on now,
it.
Come on now. Come back. Stay away from the light, Juan. Come on now. Come back to us. Now, give me an example because they're
okay.
listening. At, like, what kind of raw food desserts can you make that are, you know, that are tasty?
Well, basically, whatever you eat, traditionally, you can have it raw food way. You can have your chocolate chip cookies. You'll make with the original chocolate, which is cacao, which is where. Like the chocolate we, you know, eat and Hershey bars and everything else, that's completely processed. So you can have rich chocolate chips with real chocolate and cacao, and you can have, like I said, your raw cheesecakes. And you can have, I mean, there's really, like, what I love, and like I said, I do think keep things simple, in which you already mentioned that you do. I love making raw ice cream. I love it because it's simple and it's tasty, and I love those. I love the smooth texture and sweetness of it. And as like your, what you mentioned is what I do basically. My chop my ripe bananas up, put that in my Vitamix, blend that up, and you can be as creative as you like with that. You can add you some walnuts, some almonds. You can add some cacao nibs. You can have a little chocolate in there. You can add fruit. You can do all. You can do all types of things with that. So, and that gives you, like, you're eating ice cream, but it's not traditional ice cream, but it's so much richer. And it's like, are you telling me that I can eat raw vegan ice cream every day if I want and not gain weight? It's like, it's adding nutrition to my body. Exactly.
Okay, now that sounds interesting. That's interesting to me. I like the sounds of this part.
That's what I'm saying. I'm telling you, that is why I love raw food, because it's about quality, you're eating, you can eat food and enjoy it, and it's a lot of food, but it's healthy for you, and you do not gain weight, you know?
Let's back up, because you're saying some things that unfortunately, I have to slow you down and get you, like, on track, because, my goodness, like a locomotive, you said it's about healthy eating. You just said something that was really cool. I'm going to have to go back and listen to it and then post it.
Okay.
Because I really want you to start giving some usable tips for our listeners to remember, because you do have you have some listeners on the line. So, you know, we went over your journey, and we only have 8 minutes left, but trust me, guys, we're going to continue this conversation, because I'm doing my best to keep her on track. Y'all hear me, right? Y'all see me doing my best. So,
oh my gosh.
8 minutes left. If you're listening via the internet and you don't want to get cut off at the end of the hour within 8 minutes, call in. You don't have to press number one, but if you want to, you can. You can call in 347-996-3160 and just listen in, and you won't miss anything else. Otherwise, of course, you can always listen to the show later in the archives to get some tips. So,
well,
back to you.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but since we have 8 minutes, there is something that I want to share, and then after that, hopefully people will tune in online. I am passionate about raw food. Yes, you feel great. Yes, it's anti-aging. Yes, your skin will glow. You will fit into your skinny jeans. I mean, it has all these awesome benefits, but I am passionate about it because of there's so many diseases right now. Every day you're hearing about a new form of cancer. People are passing away too young. Children are losing their mothers. They're losing their fathers. We're losing great, awesome entertainers are passing away when they still have songs within them. People are passing away from things which are preventable. And thankfully now people are, you know, seeing documentaries, you know, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, where he heals himself from chronic illnesses, from juicing. And with Facebook and social media, people are sharing this information. So it is getting out there, but there's a lot of people who still are not knowledgeable about that. I am passionate about raw food because it is an awesome way to prevent disease. If you're eating a diet high in fruits and vegetables, you are not, what is the chances where you're going to have high cholesterol? Like, where is the cholesterol in fruits and vegetables? And when I say fruits and vegetables, it's important to understand, hopefully everyone takes time to Google and look it up, but it's not just salad and fruit. Like I said, you can have your raw cheesecake. You can have your mock tuna. It tastes just like tuna, but it's not. You can be as creative as you like with raw food. But I'm passionate about that because people they have diabetes and not realizing that type 1 diabetes, there's an awesome documentary about, I think it's called Reversing Diabetes in 30 Days or something of that nature. If you Google it, you'll find it, where people had no idea that by eating raw food, they can literally not be on medication anymore. That's what was covered in the documentary. So it's about getting the word out, knowing that people are healing themselves from cancers. There's so many stories on this just by feeding themselves with real food, with fresh green juices. So I'm passionate about raw food in that way. Yes, physically, you have all those things, your skin and your nails and all these things, but it's about preventing disease. And let me just backtrack why I'm passionate about that, because beforehand, before raw food came into my life, and yes, it totally came into my life, it took over my life, but before that, I was always passionate about people pursuing their passion. I literally want the whole world to pursue their passions, do what they're called to do, follow those instincts in them, those creative instincts, their calling, do the things with that they were called to do while they're here on earth. Whatever we're passionate about, like, do it, because people are waiting for you to step into your awesomeness, whether it's you going to school to be a teacher or interior designer or whatever your passion is. But I realized that, I want everybody to pursue their passion, but I realized that you cannot pursue your passion if you do not have your health. Mm-hmm. Health is literally everything. Health is wealth. So that's another component of pursuing your passion. You need your health. You need clean eating. Why? Because you need your mental clarity. You'll be surprised what happens. You'll have business ideas. When you get a lot of the toxins out of your body, you will start noticing your creatively, you'll start getting ideas, whether it's business ideas or whatever. It's a lot of things that goes into eating healthy. It's not just about losing weight. You'll have energy to spend time and play with your children. If you're eating healthy, there's so many studies on vegan eating and how people live longer and these things. So you have more time to do the things you're passionate about. You will have time to get those songs out of your mind or write those books that are in you. So pursuing your passion and eating healthy go hand in hand. So that's a main reason why I am passionate about spreading the message of healthy eating, because proper nutrition is life-changing. You'll notice when people start eating clean, I know for me, I mean, I started, oh, my goodness, so many things happened in my life when I started eating clean. I started doing short films and businesses, and all of these things happened. So raw food, eating real food, fresh food, is not just about eating. It's a direct connection with how we go through life. It's a direct connection with our passions and our creativity and all of these things. And it's definitely the most important thing during this time when all these illnesses the obesity and the cancers and all these things, it will not hurt anyone to add these foods to their body. It doesn't matter if you eat Popeyes or if you eat smothered chicken. Anybody can benefit from green smoothies and salads, because disease prevention is definitely what we want. We don't want to, after the illness, try to patch things up. We want to prevent the illness from coming to us. So I just wanted to share that. I don't know if the time is up, but I wanted to get that out there.
No, it's not. I'm glad you did, because you finally, you got real focused and said a number of things that I was really trying to pull out of you earlier. So I guess what you said needed to be said. There's 2 minutes left. For those of you who are on the line with us already, don't worry, you're going to be able to hear everything even after the show cuts off. You'll be able to listen in to everything that we talk about. For those of you on the internet, you want to call in, because now that she's a little more focused, we finally got her focused.
Oh my goodness, I was listening to this, like, wow.
Yes, now that we've got her focused, we're going to go in with some specific questions. And then I'm going to challenge you to answer to 2 sentences, okay?
Wow.
I'm going to challenge you to keep
this. That's awesome. I can do that.
Yes, so try to pack it in with the best explanation you possibly can. So something you said just now was absolutely excellent. You cannot pursue your passion when you do not have your health, if you do not have your health. Mm-hmm. I think that, mm-hmm. that we're going to definitely post that and make that a tribal wisdom. And the way that you express it was perfection. You also said that eating healthy goes hand in hand with proper nutrition. Eating healthy goes hand in hand with your purpose, with pursuing your passion.
Yes.
I think that's another excellent way to put it. Then you said proper nutrition is life changing. That's why I'm like, all of a sudden you came out with everything. I'm like, oh, see, we just had to get her focused. Okay. And that, what did you say? A direct connection with how we go through life, that proper nutrition is a direct connection with how we go through life. I think that's another excellent. I'm just like, oh my God, she's doing it. She's doing it. Let's just, you know, I don't want to stop you. So when you said that we have people who are leaving this earth too early due mm-hmm. to preventable diseases, and sometimes it is due to a lack of knowledge, I personally believe, and sometimes it's just due to, I don't want to say laziness, but they think that they would really have to do too much
mm-hmm.
if they really begin to eat healthier or to integrate raw foods into their life. So that's why I was really trying to get in earlier about let's simplify what raw foods are. And I'm glad that you told the woman that just integrating the salad was an excellent idea. I love that she already eats raw almonds. We talked about, what did you just say? Just drinking lemon water is really good for you. And that's something that I absolutely love. Of course, I like to add honey. I like to add fresh honey to it. So whether that's mm-hmm. good or not, I don't care because I'm still doing it. So don't bust my bubble. One.
No, that's fine.
I try my best to have apple cider vinegar and water every morning. Sometimes I forget, but I have noticed like a nice change in my life since I've started doing that. But
awesome.
We'll get to that. You said thin-skinned items. Now, I mm-hmm. have never heard this expression before, and I'm not sure anybody else has either. So let's talk about thin-skinned items, because you said like blueberries and strawberries. Can you name some other thin skin? I'm gonna tie you down and make you write a book. Watch. By the time we're through with you, by the time I am through with you, I'm telling you right now, we're gonna have this whole thing going. So let's hit me with a list of thin-skinned items.
Okay, basically a thin-skinned item is food. It's food that you cannot peel. So thin skin is apples, grapes,
mm-hmm.
Cucumbers you can peel, but the blueberries, strawberries, mm-hmm. cherries, all of those where you literally can't peel it off. And the reason why I stress thin skin because the caller mentioned organic food. So with your thin skin items, food, you can't, there's no way to truly remove those pesticides that were sprayed to, you know, on the farms or, you know, what they spray on the crops. So it's loaded with those pesticides and those excess toxins and things of that nature, and you can't peel it off. So there's a difference between those items and, say, an avocado or a banana or an orange where you can peel the layer off. So that at least gives you a head start as far as removing the pesticides and toxins. Now, true enough, it's still, you know, I don't want to stress people out about organic and inorganic, but yes, you do still technically have to think about the soil that it was grown in. So just because something was inorganic, but the soil may still have the toxins or whatnot. But just starting off, do not stress. The most important thing is getting living foods into your body. Do not stress about organic or, you know, that can be overwhelming for people, especially when you're on a particular budget. So when I say thin skin, basically food that you cannot peel. Those are more likely to have the pesticides. And what I mentioned to the caller was, oh, you told me to do two lines, huh? Two sentences?
No, you're good.
Okay.
You're good right now. Mm-hmm.
What I mentioned to the caller is the Dirty Dozen. And the Dirty Dozen is a list of those foods which are more likely to have pesticides. And there's also, I believe, a list called the Clean 15, which are those less likely to have pesticides, like onions okay. and I think yams or sweet potatoes on there.
Stop. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Let's take it back. You said there's a list of food called the Dirty Dozen?
Yes. It's a list, and it helps people identify those items that you definitely want to buy organic. And those on that list would be your strawberries. and your blueberries. Yes.
Okay. So that's the first thing that we'll find and try to post it up in the event. We will find the Dirty Dozen list so that you can see which fruits that you would, if you can, if you are able to, try to find those organic fruits so that you can reduce the amount of pesticides in your meal, in your raw live food.
That's the reason why you want to, your goal is to reduce pesticides is because our body has enough going on and working hard to keep us healthy. But when you add those pesticides and those chemicals, especially if you if someone drinks milk, you have these added hormones and pests. It's hard. It causes our body to work harder. And a lot of times, if those pesticides are not able to truly clear our body, be removed from our body, then that they'll start going into our organs, and that's why you have a lot of health issues.
Good. Now, right after that list, you were about to talk about another list. Two sentence me for that list.
the other list would be I'm going off of memory, but I believe it's called a clean 15 list, and those are the items least likely to have pesticides.
Excellent. And that list might consist of, give me five fruits or vegetables that might be on that list, the clean 15.
Well, the clean 15 would most likely be the items where you can peel. So maybe your bananas, your avocado, mango, things of that nature. And there's some items I know for sure. This people, when you Google it, you're like, because I don't know exactly off memory, but definitely the onions. There are definitely, for whatever reason, they have that strong outer layer. They are definitely least likely to have pesticides.
Uh-huh.
Onions and yams. For whatever reason. So those type of things would be on there. But just to keep it simple, if it has a peel, okay, that's fine if you buy it in organic because you can peel it off. If it's thin and you cannot peel it off, ideally you want to go organic because you have no way of removing the pesticides. You know, I mean, you can try to clean but cleaning strawberries, like, that's not going to work. You know, squirrel strawberries, like, that's not going to work.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we talked a little bit about recipes. Clearly you're going to have to come back on for another show because I didn't think it was going to go that fast either. It went pretty quickly. It really went quickly, and I don't want to be 5 hours
so
later.
Awesome.
Yeah,
this
Blog Talk
so
Radio
fun.
Be, like, knocking on my mic, talking about, excuse y'all, could y'all get off, please? So... So
yes.
You're definitely going to come back on, but gosh, I had other questions for you. When you were talking about first you said there's no limit to raw food recipes. We're going to go over that on another show, and hopefully we'll be able to have a discussion like on Spreecast or something where you and I can literally talk on video and people can join us for that kind of conversation. But the benefits of integrating live food into your diet. Go.
The benefits are in two sentences, right? Okay. Well, definitely.
As close as you can.
Okay. The benefits are energy. You need energy to pursue your passions, to be with your family, to navigate through life. Guess what? You do not have to take naps during the day because when you're eating living foods, normal foods, when you eat them, you may get sleep. You know, cooked foods, you get a little sleepy. With living foods, which are fresh fruits and vegetables, you actually get energy. When you eat them, they give you life because they're loaded with nutrients and chlorophyll and all these wonderful things. So energy, we mentioned mental clarity. You need that when you're focusing on your passions, when you're planning your life and doing your business and all of these things. Clear skin, glowing skin, because you're feeding yourself with living fresh food, so it rejuvenates your skin cells and cause you to have this glow. People are like, oh, my gosh, you're glowing. It's eating those fresh foods, those fresh fruit full of water. That's what you're eating. So it's a difference when you're eating cooked food, which many, you know, not to sound dramatic, when people say it's dead food because it's not living and full because the nutrients have been cooked out. So it's a difference when you start eating those fresh foods. So weight loss, and for some people they may gain weight to get to their healthy weight, what's naturally healthy for you. Doesn't mean you're going to be a size zero, whatever your healthy weight is. So weight loss, maintaining your weight loss, awesome energy, mental clarity, glowing skin, and you're just, that's the benefits in short.
Okay. Now, let's tell the listeners where they can find you and ask you questions.
Wonderful. Okay. I'm most active on, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and I have a website for the Raw Mogulista and Instagram, and that's V-T-H-E, second word Raw, R-A-W, third word Mogulista. So that's M-O-G-U-L. I-S-T-A, The Rock Mogulista. You can just Google that and you'll see, or just go on Facebook. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and my website is therawmogulista.com. And in, even YouTube, you can do The Raw Mogulista. You'll see I have some recipes and I have a YouTube station. So definitely The Raw Mogulista, my wellness company where I offer one-on-one health coaching, is Curly Girl Wellness. That's CURLYGURL Wellness, WELLNES. So NESS. So CurlyGirlWellness.com, and Curly Girl Wellness is also on Facebook. But if you, the page where I'm most active out of all social media is my Facebook, The Raw Mogulista. I'm on there all day, chit-chatting with people, answering messages. Like, we have a good time on my page. So that's how you can find me.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah, because we didn't get a chance to even talk about your coaching and your coaching availability.
That's true.
But that's okay. We warned them. We did warn them from the beginning. So,
I know. Once we start talking, girl, it's like the race is
over.
Like when
it's
people start, yes.
It's a done deal. You never know what's going to happen when me and Juan start chit-chatting on here. So you know what? I'm going to save everything else for the next show.
Okay.
And for our next encounter, whether that be video or the show again. Who knows? You never know where me and Juan might end up. That's going to be like the
yes.
new reality television show. We're going to be following us
yes.
around, looking at the stuff that we get into. But I want to thank the Raw Mogulista, Ms. Juan Hagger, for being on the show tonight and talking about the benefits of integrating raw foods into your life and prolonging your life and really enjoying your life more with more energy by just a little bit of change here and there, that it doesn't have to be a drastic change. It doesn't have to be a complete and you know what, let's try to integrate raw foods before it is a mandatory drastic change, before a doctor says you have to do
yes.
this, you have to cut everything out. So let's think about doing that. Let's start integrating raw foods into our diets. If you did it before, let's integrate it back into our diets very slowly, and just live a healthy life. For Health Literacy Month, this is Tribal Wisdom. I'm so glad that all of you joined us. Thank you for the callers that called in. Thank you for those who joined us in the chat room. We love you. That's just bottom line. We love you. Happy Wedding Wednesday. So I'm not even sure I said Happy Wedding Wednesday to the Facebook and Twitter friends who always support us, who always let us know that they're listening. Thank you so much. I have to say thank you right up front. I never want to forget to do that. But the call is over. Unfortunately, we had tons of fun. And clearly I'm going to call Juan in about another 10 or 15 minutes, who knows. And, and because we're never really through talking. So this is Cynthia from Tribal Wisdom. We are so happy to have had you join us. You know that Bridal Tribe is a company about love, beauty, fun, weddings, and marriage. And we love you so much. We will see you next week, where we'll be talking with a new guest. We'll be talking with the editor of a magazine. Oh, you know what? I don't want to spoil it. Join us on Facebook when I'm going to post all the information, and you're going to see who's joining us. I can't wait. We'll see you soon. Love you.